It's Wednesday, and it is time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today, we feature the Michigan Parkinson's Foundation, a statewide nonprofit that focuses on education and support for individuals and families affected by the neurological disorder. This Saturday, the Michigan Parkinson Foundation will be hosting a walkathon and 5K in Okemos to raise awareness and money for their efforts. And here to tell us more about the foundation is CEO Debbie Orloff. Debbie, welcome.
Thank you.
And joining her is Todd Gardner. The Lansing area native is a member of the board of directors at the Michigan Parkinson Foundation and was diagnosed 9 years ago at the age of 41 with early onset Parkinson's. And Todd, we welcome you to Current State as well.
Thank you.
Briefly, Debbie, just so everyone's on the same page here, what exactly is Parkinson's disease and what are its characteristics?
Thanks for asking. Parkinson's has been known to be a movement disorder because when people generally go to the doctors, they're driven to go by certain symptoms such as a tremor. And Parkinson's has a specific type of a tremor that's a resting tremor. When you're relaxing your hands in your lap, you might have a tremor of your fingers. And initially it starts on one side of the body and eventually it goes to both sides. So that's the first symptom. About 75% of people with Parkinson's do have a tremor, but not all do. A second symptom is slowness of movement, and that can occur any place in your body. Rigidity of the muscles, and it's a specific kind of rigidity called cogwheel rigidity, and then problems with balance. So in that respect, it starts off, you first recognize problems because of the movement disorder. However, it's becoming more known that Parkinson's is more than a movement disorder. There's also other symptoms. I'd be happy to talk about them with you, too.
Okay. Todd, you were diagnosed with Parkinson's 9 years ago when you were 41. What were those initial months like?
Well, Debbie described it exactly for me. The first symptom I noticed was a very, very mild tremor in my thumb. I used to read the newspaper religiously every day, and I noticed one day when I held the newspaper section up in front of me, there was just a really minor tremor, just barely even a twitch. And I, of course, being a fool, ignored it. And it just never really seemed to occur to me that it was anything to be alarmed about. But it was about 6 months after that I started to develop some more stranger type of symptoms, which led me to seek out a neurologist. And even then, it was not something that they could diagnose immediately. They did an examination, and Parkinson's is a disease that has to be diagnosed over a period of time through observation, process of elimination, and looking at the combination of your symptoms and how they progress over time.
How has your disease progressed?
Well, I feel very fortunate because it seems that my disease is progressing very slowly for me. That's not true for everyone. It seems like everyone has their own unique variation of Parkinson's, different symptoms, different severity of symptoms. But for me, 9 years into this, I'm able to do everything that I've always done and that I choose to do, I'm still able to do. So I feel very fortunate.
What adaptations have you had to make?
The main compensation I've had to make is, as Debbie said, it's a disease that affects one side of the body first, and it has affected my right side of my body. And being right-handed, I've had to become more ambidextrous. So I do a lot of things with my left hand that I never did before, things like brushing my teeth, shaving, even keyboarding, typing. I tend to type more with my left hand than my right hand when the tremor is pronounced, When the medication is working very well, then it's not an issue. I can function very well with both sides of my body.
We're talking with Todd Gardner, who has Parkinson's disease. Also, Debbie Orloff, CEO of the Michigan Parkinson Foundation here on current state's Neighbors in Action. Debbie, how many people in Michigan have Parkinson's?
We believe there's about 30,000 people who've been diagnosed with Parkinson's. As Todd says, it's a very difficult to diagnose condition. It's it's the second most common degenerative neurological condition after Alzheimer's. So it's pretty common. And it is treatable. You cannot cure it. There's no cure for Parkinson's. However, people can live for many, many years very effectively with a combination of medication, having the rehabilitative treatments, therapies, exercises now being shown to be protective. So people can live very successfully with Parkinson's over time.
What do you focus on at the foundation?
People, I would say, would be our first thing. We always knew that we would never raise hundreds of millions of dollars for research. We support research, but we feel that people need help to cope with this condition. And I think this is the main thing that we help to supply: services, hands-on services, support. We have over 60 support groups across the state, and they're growing. We have assistance for medications if somebody needs it, information and referral. We're a very small organization in that we only have about 4 staff, but we have hundreds of volunteers across the state who help with the support groups. We link with every single neurologist and movement disorder center within the state as well.
What sort of treatments have you pursued, Todd?
The medication is critical. You know, you work with your neurologist to develop the right combination of drugs and medications and the right dosages. And I really think that that is something Parkinson's patients in particular need to be aware of, the medications they're taking, because some of these drugs are very powerful and can be personality altering. So it's very important for Parkinson's patients to take responsibility for the medications they're taking and understand what they are capable of.
And you have firsthand experience of just how potent some of these medications are. Can you tell us about that?
That is true. There's a particular medication that I was on, and once the dosage reached a certain level, my family at first started to notice personality changes in me. And over the course of 6 months, they became quite dramatic, and I really was not a very pleasant person to be around. And
disagreeable, argumentative, what?
It ran the gamut of things.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't really want to go into detail because it's not really a pleasant memory, but I can say that, you know, in conjunction with my neurologist, we realized that it was the medication that was most likely causing this, and we worked on getting the dosage at the right level. And over the course of the next 6 months, I returned back to my normal self. But, you know, if I had done the research and understood what these drugs were capable of, perhaps I could have recognized it earlier in the process.
Debbie, do we know what causes Parkinson's disease?
We really don't. The first time it was described was in 1817, which corresponded with the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. So at that time, they thought it was something in the environment that kicked it off. Since that time, there's been a lot of studies in the environment. They know that it occurs more frequently in rural areas.
I was surprised to read that. Very interesting.
Well, it's not everybody, though. It is found a lot in farming communities, but not everybody that live in farming communities end up with Parkinson's. They've also found about 14 different genes, that gene mutations that have contributed to Parkinson's, too. So the latest thinking is that there's a genetic tendency and something in the environment kicks it off.
Debbie Orloff is the CEO of the Michigan Parkinson Foundation. Todd Gardner of the Lansing area has Parkinson's disease and has for the past 9 years. What do you feel is a misconception about people who have Parkinson's disease?
Well, I don't know if it's a misconception, but one of the things that people don't understand about Parkinson's And it's probably been one of the more difficult things for me personally to deal with is the Parkinson's mask is what they call it. And over time, Parkinson's patients lose the ability to register expression in their face. And people tend to look at a person with Parkinson's and think they're very stoic or they're angry or upset. And it's just the lack of ability to use those facial muscles. Mm-hmm. And so in my particular case, my wife and my family, it's difficult for them to not see me smile as much as I used to or maybe smile as big as I used to. So it's something I try and make a conscious effort of is to force myself to smile because it just doesn't come through in the same way that it used to.
Understood. Where does your funding come from, Debbie?
Basically from individuals. We're an independent organization. We are not affiliated with any national group. People make donations to Michigan Parkinson Foundation for memorials and tributes. We also have a couple walk-a-thons, one of which is going to be this coming Saturday at Okemos High School. And we've had this year's five walk-a-thons and 5K runs. We also have a benefit called A Night of 1,000 Stars that's going to be on November 8th in the Detroit area, which helps to raise funds. But it's people helping us to help people.
Is it still time for people to get on board at the Okemos event this weekend?
Well, you can't register prior to the event, but you're more than welcome to come and register on Saturday between 9 and 10 o'clock in the morning. We still have plenty of spaces open. We have a lot of fun. It's a family event. We have activities for children. We have a 5K run as well, and music, entertainment. And it's really for the whole family.
Great. Debbie Orloff is the CEO of the Michigan Parkinson Foundation. Todd Gardner is a Lansing area native and a board member who has early onset Parkinson's. Thanks to both of you for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
We could always use more nominations, and we know there are people and organizations out there doing excellent work, but we just don't know about them. Please help us out and tweet us suggestions at KAR Current State. Or send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Please put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.